We change leaders, whether we're talking prime ministers and premiers, so often these days that the public don't actually get a chance to have their say on the leader. And while even at an election, whether it's a state or a federal election, we don't vote for the leader directly, we do make a decision based on who the leader is. A lot of us do. But when it comes to a midterm change, it's the party that decides. So in terms of what they bring to the table, we don't usually have a say. So that also means that they don't need the candidates to outline what their visions and what their background is. Once they are elected to the role, you would hope they stand up and explain all that. And we'll get that in the next couple of days. So just as it stands now for our listeners across Victoria and Queensland, and most of our listeners in New South Wales, many of these names you will not have heard of before. But one of these men will become the next Premier of New South Wales. So the favourite is Dominic Perrottet. He's currently the Deputy Premier. Dominic Perrottet is 39. So he's a relatively young man, Dominic Perrottet. He is from the right faction, the conservative faction of the Liberal Party. He is from the northwest of Sydney. He is a Catholic man. He has 6 children. And I find that extraordinary. Yes, in the past decades gone by, it was common for Australians to have 6 kids. It's not common these days. And how Dom manages that, because his wife has been a successful, I think his wife is a lawyer as well. His wife's been very successful in the past as well in business and the corporate world. And to have 6 kids between them, that's a hell of a job. And I guess they have some assistance, but gee whiz, it's a lot on your plate. But he is a conservative. So where Gladys was a moderate, Dominic Perrottet is very much a conservative. From an economic standpoint, he is more about an open economy than what Gladys was for. So when the issue, Eric, of lockdowns was discussed and analysed, where Gladys Berejiklian takes a very conservative approach from a public health point of view in locking down Sydney, Dominic Perrottet would have been far slower to lock down because he's the opinion that business needs to survive. And I would suggest that he would probably be faster in reopening Sydney and reopening New South Wales because of an economic bent that has been his priority. Maybe those priorities would change somewhat once Premier, but his view is definitely conservative and putting the economy first. That's not to say that he doesn't have compassion. I believe Dominic Perrottet is a very good man. He's a very intelligent man. Graham Richardson described him yesterday as the most intelligent politician in the country since Paul Keating. And that came from a Labor stalwart in Graham Richardson. So that's a fair rap for Dominic Perrottet. So effectively, that's Dominic Perrottet's position. His background, he is a lawyer by trade from memory, but he's worked in finance, legal areas of finance, at quite a high level. And so to rise to the position he has risen by the age of 39 and have 6 kids at the same time, he's obviously a very capable person. So Dominic Perrottet is the favourite at the moment. The other top contender, according to the reports that were around late yesterday, is Rob Stokes. Rob Stokes is the member for Pittwater in Sydney. That's from the Northern Beaches. Rob Stokes is a Christian man. He has 2 teenage daughters. I'm not quite sure what Rob Stokes was prior to his political career. I believe he may have been a political advisor. And I must admit, I'm never a fan of political advisors becoming politicians because I believe they need time in the private sector to actually have a real job. He's a very nice man, Rob Stokes. Many people believe that Mr. Stokes would perhaps not be tough enough or have enough mongrel to thrive as Premier. But he's a nice, generous, nice man, currently the planning minister, Rob Stokes. Dominic Perrottet and Rob Stokes, the 2 favourites. Now, I think the way this will play out is, I think over the next 2 days, Rob Stokes is from the moderate faction, so the softer faction of the Liberals. I think deals will be done behind the scenes in order to avoid a vote. It's not to say there won't be a vote, and this will all go to a party room meeting on Tuesday. There could still be a vote between Mr. Stokes and Mr. Perrottet, but I think somehow a deal will be done. Mr. Perrottet, being from the right of the party, he has had support of the Conservatives and what they call the centre-right faction. There's been drama on the ground in the northwest of Sydney with various local mayors and apparently there's drama within the centre-right faction, and they might not support Dominic Perrottet. So there's a lot of stuff to play out behind the scenes. Now, there are two other potential candidates, Stuart Ayres. Stuart Ayres is a member out Penrith way. Stuart Ayres is, again, he's been a politician for most of his adult career. And he's probably been a political game player, Stuart Ayres. Decent guy. I get on with Stuart Ayres, you know, really well. He's fought for his electorate well in Penrith. But he only holds that electorate by 0.4%. Which is tiny. And I'd be shocked if Stuart Ayres was to become the Premier. I don't think he has a strong enough hold on his seat to become Premier. His partner is Maurice Payne, the Foreign Minister. So you might say power couple. He is very much prominent in that local area for proposing to increase the Warragamba Dam wall. And that is a controversial policy. He was also at the centre of the stadium decision in New South Wales, which has seen the Sydney Football Stadium bulldozed and a new Sydney Football Stadium built, and then the plan to upgrade Stadium Australia abandoned. That's probably what his signature policy is. And the final candidate in the mix is Andrew Constance. Andrew Constance is the member for Bega. He's currently the Roads Minister, the Transport Minister in New South Wales. I think our listeners across the country may well recognise the name Andrew Constance because during the bushfire crisis of a few years ago, he shot to prominence because he was very critical. His electorate, Bega, was what was the epicentre of the fires. And his home was threatened. His neighbours lost their homes. And he was very critical of the recovery efforts and the failure to get money and help into those areas. He was critical of both the federal government and his own government. He's not afraid to be critical of governments. But there's been question marks about his commitment to New South Wales politics. He wanted to run for the seat of Eden Monaro at the last election, when there was a by-election, sorry, and he had a fight with John Barilaro over who was going to run. So that means people question his commitment to New South Wales politics, I've got to say, with Andrew Constance. I believe he's a good man. I believe he has the right morals and integrity, but he has some issues over his head. Now, one of those issues, I think, is tolls in New South Wales, in Sydney. He is the minister responsible for toll roads. And under his watch, while there's plenty of infrastructure being built, toll roads have exploded. And Sydney drivers are paying an absolute fortune to travel around city at the moment. And that's Andrew Constance's responsibility. And I think that electorally could be very difficult for Andrew Constance if he was to become Premier at the next election. So, in essence, I think it comes down in the end, it's going to come down to Rob Stokes or Dominic Perrottet. I think a deal will be done, which will see Dominic Perrottet become the next Premier of New South Wales.